This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines. And just like he did last Tuesday, President Obama signing a major piece of health care legislation into law. Last week, of course, in the East Room of the White House with much fanfare, the president signed in the major piece of legislation that was approved by the Senate on Christmas Eve and approved by the House of Representatives in a very contentious debate and vote a week ago Sunday. A number of days later, the Senate approved the so-called fixes bill that the House had approved a few days earlier, and that's what the president signed into law today at Northern Virginia Community College in Alexandria. The president says that despite a lack of a single Republican vote, this bill proves that we can work beyond our politics.
Today, we mark an important milestone on the road to health insurance reform and higher education reform. But more broadly, this day affirms our ability to overcome the challenges of our politics and meet the challenges of our time.
The president once again reiterated today that he's confident that the health care legislation will actually be cost efficient for the U.S. government and U.S. taxpayer and actually helping us to reduce the deficit. Not a chance in the world that will happen, according to former director of the Congressional Budget Office, Douglas Holtz Aiken. He says, even in the first 10 years of the full program actually being enacted, there's no way that the government can reduce deficits. Instead, they will greatly increase. Mr. Holtz Aiken says if you count the first 10 years when not just the revenue is coming in, but actually the benefits are going out, it's obvious the red ink will be flowing.
Well, we know that for the first full 10 years of implementation of this bill, the total spending is $2.5 trillion. There's nowhere close to $2.5 trillion worth of offsetting spending cuts or tax increases. So the bottom line is that this bill simply doesn't add up.
So even if it doesn't add up, the Democrats are scrambling to make it work for 10 years of revenue over 6 years of benefits. Holtz Aiken says even the accounting for that is greatly deceptive. He says there's three different areas where the government is pulling a fast one. Here's the first.
The first and the most dishonest is to start a brand new entitlement program called the Class Act. In this bill, $70 billion worth of premiums are paid into that program, which is supposed to return benefits in the form of long-term care insurance. The bill then turns around and takes that $70 billion and spends it on something else. So when those beneficiaries show up to get their long-term care insurance, there will be no money in the bank, and we'll have to find the money elsewhere. So they're literally robbing a brand-new program before it's even started.
Holtz Aiken also says the Democrats are playing fast and loose with money in the major entitlement systems, Social Security and Medicare.
They're robbing an old program, Social Security, by taking $53 billion of what would be Social Security revenues and using it to offset the cost of this program. And then the big numbers are in Medicare, where $463 billion worth of spending cuts are promised for the Medicare program in the years to come. Unfortunately, they haven't done anything that would allow Medicare to operate more cheaply. As a result, when the time comes, a Congress will be forced to either not have Medicare beneficiaries be able to go to hospitals or to nursing homes or to doctors, or they're going to have to put the money back in. My guess is the money goes back in, and this is a very expensive bill as a result.
To hear my complete interview with Douglas Holtz Aiken, former director of the Congressional Budget Office, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. As you heard the president mention in that original soundbite, it's not only a health care fix-it bill, but it's also a federal takeover of the student loan industry. The president and his Democratic allies not shying away from that fact. They say it's about time. They say the banks have been exploiting college students for far too long, and it's finally time the government took the side of the students.
But what's gotten overlooked amid all the hoopla, all the drama of last week, is what happened in education. When a great battle pitting the interests of the banks and financial institutions against the interests of students finally came to an end.
The president says the big bad banks for far too long have been exploiting students to pad their own pockets.
For almost two decades, we've been trying to fix a sweetheart deal in federal law that essentially gave billions of dollars to banks to act as unnecessary middlemen in administering student loans. So those are billions of dollars that could have been spent helping more of our students attend and complete college.
Also, the president says by getting rid of the middleman, as he puts it, the taxpayer will save a lot of money.
By cutting out the middleman, we'll save American taxpayers $68 billion in the coming years. $68 billion. That's real money. Real savings that will reinvest to help improve the quality of higher education and make it more affordable.
The government running the system will make it more cost-effective. That's not the history of government intervention, according to Rich Brake, one of the co-chairs of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute.
When's the last time you ever heard of a federal bureaucracy doing something less expensive than the private sector?
Brake says colleges aren't stupid. If there's more help coming from the government, they're just going to raise tuition rates. He also says one of the biggest problems now is not how the student loan industry is structured, but that the product that students and their parents get from college campuses is clearly on the decline.
What's the problem with college? It's not that necessarily too many people are going or too few people are going to college. I think the biggest problem is that the quality of the product has gone down. And because of that, with more people saying they have a college degree, that necessarily waters down the quality of that particular product.
That's Rich Brake of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. You can hear my entire interview with him also at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. While you're there, also find my interview with Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. Well, we talk about one of the controversial nominees that is now part of the Obama administration through those recess appointments over the weekend. In particular, we'll be talking about Kai Feldblum at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and why that appointment could be very troublesome for employers around the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.